constantly quoting movies that no one ever saw. It's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back in, Carpenter and Rothman. Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And we welcome to the program NFL Draft Talk from Real GM, Managing Editor for the Browns Wire and the Lions Wire. He is Jeff Risden. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. RISD is in the house. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you. All right, I'll put it to you. The most intriguing thing about this, which is, will Washington be tempted to get out of that two-hole and give it up to Miami or someone else, take the haul and pass on Chase Young? Will they do it?
It seems like it's very likely to happen. I've been promoting that for some time, and it seems like people are starting to come around to think, you know what, they drafted three defensive linemen in a row. Maybe it's literally the only position on their team where they don't need help. Chase Young's a phenomenal player. He's the best player in this draft, and you'd be crazy to think that you don't need him. But when you have so many other needs, when you don't have a second-round pick, remember they traded it already, they're rebuilding, they don't have very high expectations with Ron Rivera taking over, it might be the time to use that asset and get more assets from it, to rebuild it and get more depth around the rest of the team. It's phenomenal to have a great defensive line, but as you saw with San Francisco, it can work. But look at the 49ers before that, when they had four first-round picks in 5 years on the defensive line, and they weren't very good until it all clicked this year when the rest of the team around it got better. I think Washington might be able to see that blueprint. So, yeah, I do think that they're going to seriously look at getting out of it. Again, there's nothing against Chase Young. It's just the reality of building an entire football team, and right now Washington needs that more than they need Chase Young.
We're talking to Jeff Risden, NFL Draft Insider for Real GM here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, Jeff, so you think they would be trading this more simply due to the lack of need potentially at that position, not the fact that Chase Young isn't potentially going to be really good, but the lack of need – or do you think it's more because the haul could be so big that that's something that they're going to have a hard time passing on?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both of those last ones, honestly. They're going to get a lion offer from this. I mean, they're going to get, let's say it's Miami. Miami's got all those picks. You're going to get two first-rounders and probably a second-rounder and a third-rounder for it. You can overhaul a football team quickly if you hit on those kind of picks, and I think that's something that the new regime there has to seriously consider. They have a quarterback in Dwayne Haskins. They seem to have mixed signals about him. I stood in front of Ron Rivera. I was 5 feet away from him at the combine when he answered the question and said, I like what I saw from his progress, but I also really like Tua Tagovailoa. So, you know, how committed are they to that? You know, if it's going to work with Haskins, it sounds like they want to get more help around him. Terry McLaurin was phenomenal as a rookie, but they need some other guys. There's a lot of things that they need. They are, if you just look at their depth chart, their defensive line is really good. If they keep Trent Williams at offensive tackle, which seems to be out of it, their offensive line is okay. The rest of their team is they need a lot of help, guys. So being able to get that, again, nothing against Young. He would be better than anybody they've got on that team. But it's hard to look away from getting, you know, you could get three other starters out of it. Is he better than three other starters on a team that has, you know, relatively good depth at the position where he plays? Yeah, I think he is.
Well, let's talk about, you know, whether or not you could kind of sit back and let this happen, because the Dolphins, and I don't know how they've graded out all of these. We hear all the connections with Tua, and presumably Joe is going to go number one to Cincinnati, but Justin Herbert's there, and I guess I would ask you, do you believe that there's a big drop-off from Burrow and Tua in these GMs' minds, or do you think that some of them feel like, well, wait a minute, I can let the draft come to me a little bit?
I would hope that they would see a drop-off between Tua and Justin Herbert. I'm not sure that they always will. I mean, we see first-round quarterbacks of interesting decisions, let's put it that way, all the time. This could be another one. Herbert helped himself a lot at the Senior Bowl. He was very good there, showed a lot of leadership, had a natural magnetism to him. Guys were, you know, drawn to him. That speaks volumes for teams. Everyone that I've talked to around the Dolphins seems to indicate that unless they're bluffing, they do like Herbert. And the Tua's injury issue, I can't overstate that enough. He's a small guy. He is Johnny Manziel-sized. And with the injury history that he's got and teams not able to work him out and check him out with their own doctors, that's going to raise some flags up there. If you want to be a little bit safer and maybe not take that risk, Justin Herbert probably looks a little bit better for you.
And so as you look at this, Jeff, since we have Herbert, you throw in Love, how many quarterbacks do you think ultimately are taken in the first round?
You know, those three are definitely going to go. Jordan Love, it's a mystery to me what's going to happen with him. He has some interesting game tape, has some very good game tape. If you turn him on against Nebraska last year, though, you're going to think that DeShone Kizer has resurrected himself in a college uniform. He has a lot of natural ability, and I think that's going to get him into that first round conversation. Is he worthy of that? I don't think so, but NFL teams might. And you know, then you're looking at a guy like Fromm or Eason, and I just don't see it with them. But again, teams do crazy things in the first round of the NFL draft at the quarterback position.
Jeff Risden with us, NFL draft for Real GM. Also, let's talk about the Lions for a minute because they're sitting there right there in the kind of wait and see perch there at number three. All eyes are on Jeff Okudah, you would think, at that point.
Yeah, unless Chase Young's there, then that's a no-brainer. But Okudah is certainly exactly what they need. Replacing Darius Slay, they signed Desmond Trufant. Good player, but he's not Darius Slay, and he's certainly not Jeff Okudah. What he offers is exactly what that defense needs. I would bet very good money that the first-round draft pick for Detroit will be an Ohio State Buckeye, be it Young or Okudah. Don't really see any other viable options unless they're able to trade back. But, Okudah's an excellent natural fit for the Lions.
Jeff, speaking of another Buckeye, since we were talking a little bit about the offensive side of the ball before this and J.K. Dobbins and what he brings to the table. He's obviously not the biggest guy in the world, ran pretty well. A lot of people have him as maybe the second running back. Where do you kind of see him being taken? Is he – you know, high second guys or a chance for him creeping in the first? I mean, do you think this could be a draft where there's more than one running back even taken in the first round?
I could see a first round with no running backs taken. Now, if you look at the free agent market this year, the market just isn't there. There's not that demand for these guys. And maybe some of that is the fact that they want to get fresher legs. They don't have all the wear and tear on them coming out of college. And Dobbins, he's right there. DeAndre Swift from Georgia, he's going to get a lot of run as the first running back. Jonathan Taylor, especially if teams don't mind the fumbling issue, he's going to get a lot of run as a number one running back. I think all those guys are going to go off between like 30 and 50 in the draft. And at that point, it's sort of, you know, team choice. You know, one team's going to value one of them first, and another guy will value them fourth or fifth. That's, you know, based on the type of running offense. Dobbins is going to look really good for teams that run that zone offense where he can stretch it and get that cutback lane. He's really, really good at that, probably the best in the class at that. I think he's going to go, I'd say, in the top half of the second round.
All right, I'll give you a final one, and I'll kind of bring it full circle back to the quarterback situation. Do you believe that Miami believes that they have to go up to get Tua, or do you think that they believe they could stay at five and still get him?
I like the way you phrased that. I believe that they think they can sit and get Herbert at five and be okay. And that puts the impetus on a team like the Chargers at number six to go up if they want to Washington at two or Detroit at three. I do think that they're comfortable in taking Herbert. I do think they would prefer Tua, but I don't think they'd necessarily force the issue.
Okay. Well done. Wow. Jeff Risden with us, Real GM. Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Jeff, thanks very much. We hope to get you back before the draft.
Absolutely. I always love being on. I'm a Northland Viking, so I'm proud to be on in the hometown.
Absolutely. Well done, sir. All right. There he is. You know, that is going to be a thought process of how much do they value Tua, right?
And well, what do you see the difference between Herbert and Tua? And that's what it comes down to. They're basically the same to you, just different types of players, but you like them both, hey, then we'll stand pat. If you believe there's a huge gap, then you have to go make that decision.